Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with our repugnant managing editor, repugnant in every way, Sam Stein. He wanted to review with me Stephen Miller, the deputy president's disgusting tweets from the weekend in which he targeted our own Sam Stein and made like a million really bad points and one thing that you can, I don't know, maybe have to hand it to him. Anyway,
what,
Sam.
What, the repugnant part?
Yeah, the repugnant. I mean, if the shoe fits. I
give off the vibe, yeah.
If the glove fits, as they say. you have the best, the greatest hits from Stephen Miller from, Pee Wee
Herman. I think
German.
I should just clarify. This is not, I'm not doing this because I was offended, although I was offended, Stephen. Call me next time, okay? Like the old days when you used to just call. I just felt like it was a good jumping off point to talk about what I think in any other circumstance would be qualified as totally unhinged online behavior. Not just going after me, but just the quality of the tweets from Stephen has gotten more breathless in its hyperbolicness and totally crazy. So
They're not really tweets anymore, even. They're
they're like diatribes.
Very long screeds. What's the German word for diatribe? I'll while you read one, I'll Google that.
Okay. So there's like a different je ne sais quoi about his recent tweets. They're very dark. So he's been tweeting a lot about like the country being under attack, and you know, he's been given this portfolio to like handle domestic terrorism. And basically the backstory is that he thinks we're in the middle of some sort of domestic terrorism incident and that it should just justify the state suppression of these terrorists. I'm going to read you a few of them. You tell me if they startle you or if you just sort of brush them off. I think the good ones are when he's responding to people like me, but I'm going to start with the just general posts.
Estrich. So, Estrich. Schmierede. Schmierede. I'm probably saying that
you
wrong.
Need more phlegm if you want to come on.
Schmierede.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Schmierede, Steven.
So this one was on Saturday night, which kind of gives away the game. He needs more hobbies. Quote, legal insurrection. This is from the Oregon judge who said you can't deputize the National Guard and send him on a minor ICE protest. Legal insurrection. The president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, not an Oregon judge. Portland and Oregon law enforcement, the direction of local leaders, have refused to aid ICE officers facing relentless terrorist assault and threats of life. There are more local law enforcement officers in Oregon than there are guns and badges in the FBI nationwide. This is an organized terrorist attack on the federal government and its officers, and the deployment of troops is an absolute necessity to defend our personnel, our laws, our government, public order, and the republic itself.
There's been a 9/11 in Oregon since we last saw an organized terrorist attack on the government. What are they?
It's like a block, not even downtown.
The judge said it hasn't even seen any violence since July.
Same day, another post. Mm-hmm. The issue before us now is very simple and clear. There's a large and growing movement of left-wing terrorism in this country. It is well-organized and funded. It is shielded by far-left Democratic judges, prosecutors, and attorneys general.
Stop there really quick. Because this ties to J.D. You can see how he's gotten J.D. on. I've been going over this quote for a while where J.D. talks about how the Charlie Kirk assassin was part of these broader organizations and that he was funded.
Maybe they should have been investigating the networks that motivated, inspired, and maybe even funded Charlie Kirk's murder.
This is their line. They're trying to make this falsehood real. Like there have been a couple of horrible one-off actions of left-wing violence, no doubt. There's also been some horrible right-wing violence over the past month. We're a fucking violent country. That's bad. It should be condemned. But they're trying to take that and make it something bigger so that they can bring down the boot of the state. Right? They're trying to say that this is a broad effort that is funded and organized by some shadowy left-wing group, when there just like isn't evidence of that.
I mean, that's why they designated Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. They've flirted with going after the Soros Foundation because they think they're trying to paint the picture of some sort of coordinated campaign. Anyways, that was the end of the tweet. He just said, the only remedy is to use legitimate state power to dismantle terrorism networks. Here's where it gets really good, though. It's the replies, because the replies are amazing. There's the one to me. I'm just going to read, you know, I guess worth just being open about it. To me,
you're repugnant.
You're repugnant. Planned and coordinated armed attacks on ICE officers by violent extremists designed to nullify the results of the 2024 election. I don't really get that. He keeps saying that, nullify the results of the 2024 election. Does he think that?
I think what he's claiming is that since Donald Trump won the 2024 election, him and his henchmen get to do whatever they want. And if a judge rules against them because they broke the law, that is an attempt, that is an insurrection, or, that is an attempt to nullify the election.
Or he's saying that because Trump ran on deportations, anything that gets in the way of deportations is a nullification of the election. It's not an actual nullification. It's just...
No, obviously.
So then he responded also to Dan Goldman, congressman from New York. Dan Goldman was tweeting about this incident in South Carolina where a judge's house burst into flames. It looks like a potentially an act of arson. Democratic appointed judge, I believe, but she's been in the crosshairs. A lot of questions about what actually happened there. We don't know. And so we should be, you know, cautious about talking about it. Jan was not as cautious as I would be. He said Trump, Stephen Miller, and MAGA World have been doxing and threatening judges who rule against Trump, including Judge Goodstein. Today, someone committed arson on the judge's home, severely injuring her husband and son. Will Trump speak out against the extreme right that did this? Question mark, question mark. Whatever. Miller brings it to like a 13. You are vile, deeply warped and vile.
Now talk to me about why you think that he went with vile here versus repugnant.
I think he's got like four go-tos and he just kind of rotates.
You don't think there's something specific about your kind of aura that said repugnant versus vile?
I don't know. Why don't you take that one? What do you think?
I don't know. You're the one on the receiving end. I don't know.
Maybe I'm too jaded about it. Would you rather be called vile or repugnant?
I think repugnant.
Repugnant, yeah.
I think repugnant is better than vile. Yeah. I mean, agree. Dan Goldman, there does – maybe – I'm a Gentile, so I can say this.
It feels a little anti-Semitic.
Going after Stein and Goldman with vile and repugnant.
Miller's Jewish.
Yeah, but kind of a different vein. I don't know. Okay. It's something there. I don't know what it is. Let's continue. Right,
you are vile, deeply warped and vile. While the Trump administration has launched the first ever government-wide effort to combat and prosecute illegal doxing, sinister threats, and political violence, you continue to push despicable lies, demented smears, malicious defamation, and foment unrest. Despicable. I mean, all right. And then he goes on. He says, the Democratic AG in Virginia is fantasizing about murdering his opponents, and the Biden federal judge is showing radical leniency to a monster who tried to assassinate the Supreme Court justice. He's right about the Democratic AG nominee. Pretty grotesque tweets.
Yeah.
While you post your libelous madness, we will keep focused on delivering public safety and fighting domestic terrorism. Then he did a reply to Brian Schatz, Senator for Hawaii. Neither repugnant nor vile. He went, surely you can't be this reckless and irresponsible. He's letting Brian off a little easy. Reckless and irresponsible.
It's all just very highfalutin. You know, it's not like Trump, when Trump fires off these screeds, I mean, he sounds like he's a little demented. I mean, he sounds like a crazy person, but like he uses normal language. He sounds like a mad grandpa, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a mad uncle, like shouting out after a few cocktails. Trump doesn't drink. Like, he just sounds like a guy. Yeah, he sounds like a guy who's had three beers, his team is doing poorly, and he's shouting at the like, that's the vibe of Trump's posts. This is just like this. Oh. I've got out my quill.
Take out my thesaurus. Yeah.
Just like, calm down. Okay, calm down, fucking fasci. All right,
yeah.
Continue.
No, that's a good point. And you got to appreciate Trump for that. If he's going to go off on Chris Christie, he's just going to be like, grab another box of M&M's, fatty.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, it lands a little bit better. All right, and then he went after Stephen King, the author. Mm.
Not a Jew. So the trend there, broken.
Is
trend.
He? Hold on. I want to claim Stephen King. Stephen King Jewish question mark?
King identifies as a Jew through
Jew
choice.
Jew through choice.
Converting to Judaism in 1991.
Wait. Yes. Yes.
That's he Wikipedia. Is a convert like Rod LaRue.
Wow. I knew it. See, I got this thing. I knew it.
Interesting.
I knew it. Smart guy. Anyway, Stephen Miller responds to Stephen King. I'm sorry that your brain is so poisoned by toxic ideology that you pretend that an organized criminal conspiracy to assault, dox, attack, obstruct, impede, and murder federal law enforcement and their families is anything but domestic terrorism, blah, blah, blah.
Again,
blah.
Organized criminal conspiracy to murder federal law enforcement. What is the bait? Like, they keep saying that. Like, words have meaning. Like, what? Like, present us evidence. There's an organized criminal conspiracy to murder federal officers. And if that's true, then fucking come down as hard on those people as possible. But what are you talking about? That does not like justify harassing people who are peacefully protesting outside an ICE office, or like harassing people just because they look brown or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if that was really true, then you would have your best people, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, on the job of identifying, you know, the organizers of this vast criminal conspiracy.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. If you knew that someone was organizing to murder, literally murder, this is his word, federal law enforcement, get on it. Make some arrests. I mean, what are you doing, like, trying to get James Comey for, like, something 5 years ago in testimony before Congress? Get to the real deal. Have you ever engaged with Stephen Miller? Not online, in person. Oh,
yeah. I mean, Stephen Miller, I've said this to people in the past. Like, you hate to hand it to ISIS, and so you don't want to hand it to Stephen Miller ever. But here's something that he did well. Is back in like the Bush McCain era when the leaders of the party were pretty soft immigration, moderate immigration, whatever word you want to use. Stephen Miller, as a young staffer, like saw an opening as being a hardline immigration person, branded himself that way, and was very aggressive about, as you said, he used to call you like cold reaching out to people. I forget which campaign it was on. One of the campaigns, he cold reached out to me because I think it was kind of an enemy of our enemy situation. He was working for the far right person. I was working for a mod, and he was like, let's try to, you know, look at the other candidate, I think, who had some record on immigration that was soft. And we emailed back and forth to kind of call. I mean, it wasn't like I didn't ever have a meal with him or anything, but like that story I just tell because he was very proactive about that. As far as networking and pushing his agenda and pushing his line before Trump, way before Trump.
Yeah, no. He used to, when he was with Sessions, you know, you'd get a random call from him, usually to talk about immigration, about, you know, why all these people should be deported and all this stuff. I mean, he's been hitting the same exact notes for year after year after year after year. And if you want to engage him on the substance, it's not that it's pointless. But the idea that you would ever move him from any of his convictions, it's a fool's errand. Like, he's just going to, you know, use that rhetoric and throw a bunch of shit at you. And it's not really an actual conversation. He has deeply, deeply held beliefs that are immovable. Yeah. And so it's kind of it's like watching him ascend to this level of power and then implement this stuff. It's like you're not going to reason with the guy.
No, it is what it is. Psychosis. Yeah, he's implementing alpha-level psychosis. I just want to say, because I also said on the podcast today that Steve Miller had a point. I don't think you're repugnant. I feel like people can come. Yeah, people can come and look at this video. It's just a joke between friends. I think every once in a while watching you chew is repugnant. But mostly, you're really great. And I appreciate you.
I appreciate that.